I'm going to be sharing is a very simple, and I mean simple, like ridiculous, you can memorize it, not difficult, no weird lines, no hypnosis, no card tricks, super simple, 5 steps, where anybody, any guy out there who's listening to this, can approach the women they want. So this will be relevant to you if, you know, you find yourself stuck in your head a lot, and you want to say hello to her, but you're concerned that the situation isn't right, or you're not dressed right, or she's talking to her friend, or it's on the tube or something in London, and you think it's inappropriate. So if you're constantly kind of caught up by your fear, this is going to really help you. Also, if you struggle to think what to say and you run out of conversation really fast, this will also be very, very useful to you. Or also, if you're the kind of guy that you do approach, but your approaches just end after like 5 seconds routinely, and the woman never really seems to engage with you, then I think the 5 steps that I'll show you will probably fix that as well. So it's kind of, I suppose, the way that you could look at it, for the first 30 seconds of an interaction, which I'm really interested in, that initial great impression, that meeting a woman phase, this is going to be a little way that you can circumnavigate all of the issues that will come through that. And no matter who you are, it will provide a solid basis for you to start going out there and meeting women. So if you're not meeting enough women, if you're stuck in your head, or you're finding that it's routinely just going wrong from the start, which can be really disheartening, then this is going to really help you. It's going to help women to respond to you correctly. It will help you to put yourself across without having to use any lines. And it will also mean you stand the best chance of a woman just keeping standing there and really engaging with you. So step one is simply get somebody's attention. That's it. The number one reason that approaches fail is because the woman hasn't realized what your proposition is, who you are, or what you're going after. So with that, what you'll find is that if you're getting a woman, this the classic symptom for this would be that if you're walking up to a woman and she kind of looks at you and then walks straight off, whether that's on the street or in a bar, it just means that you haven't fully engaged her, so that she's not understanding what your intentions are fully. It also means that you're not gaining enough personal respect for yourself, because if you are approaching somebody and you're starting to speak to them before you have complete engagement with them, it just means that it's already lowering your social status. And what you're actually sub-communicating is that you don't expect their full attention, or that what you have to say isn't important. Like, if I'm giving a talk, I will not talk until everyone is sat quietly listening. Like, why would I do that? So it's exactly the same thing when a guy approaches a girl. So by attention, I just mean eye contact and her standing still. So before you even think about saying your opening line, you make sure that she stood still and you have her eye contact. That might mean that you have to touch her. It might mean that you need to project your voice a lot and say, hey. It might mean that you actually need to pause and stand really strong before she makes that connection to you. So the first step that all guys should be seeking to achieve before they say anything or worry about their opening line, that she has to be stood still and her eye contact has to be on them. Okay. So on to like step two.
Yeah.
This step is called acknowledge your limitations. And it's all about guys discovering that, you know, the fact that situations are imperfect and the fact that approaching can be intimidating can actually provide some conversational material that they can use in a very authentic, very natural way. The first thing men have to realize is that there's never a perfect situation to meet someone. It would be nice if women were sat quietly by themselves, you know, looking around, smiling all the time, but that's often not the case, right? You know, men will see women and they'll be, they might be with a group of friends talking loudly, they might be eating a sandwich, they might be like on a bus and it's quite quiet, they might be just about to go off and dance their favourite song in a nightclub. There'll always be something why the woman is not at the perfect moment in time for you to come and say hello to her. But the problem is, if you continually allow that to stop you from approaching, you just don't ever approach. No, that is all that happens. Mm. So instead of using that as an excuse, I want all the guys out there, and if you're listening to this, if you know that you're an excuse monster, you need to take that excuse and you need to use it as the first thing you say. Because if you acknowledge why things aren't perfect, you take a lot of social power in the situation, And any concerns that she might have, any prejudices she might have in her brain, you're going to resolve them straight away. So if you're concerned that you're interrupting her chat with her friends, if you're concerned that she's eating a lunch, if you're concerned that she looks busy, let's just address that straight away. But we're not going to address it in an apologetic way, because that's the wrong tone. So we're not going to say, oh, I'm really sorry, because, you know, you're with your friends, or because you're eating, or because you're on the tube. Instead, we're going to do it playfully, because that's a much better energy to bring to the start of the interaction. It's much more attractive. So you're going to say in a playful way, hey, I know this is very inappropriate as we're on the tube. Or, hey, I get that you're right in the middle of eating that sandwich. Or, hey, I know that I'm gatecrashing your conversation with your friends, but I just had to say. So what you do when you're doing that, you take control of the situation. You make her actually relax, because you've solved her defensive, you've answered her question in her head, and you haven't let fear stop you from approaching someone. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
The third thing that you want to do is you want to have a specific opening line. Major mistake, if you are guilty of watching videos on YouTube about pickup or dating gurus chatting up women, and then you think, I'll just do exactly what they did and it'll work great, and then it sucks. I can tell you why. It's because you're not doing you. And this is the true meaning of being yourself, that awful woman advice. It's basically, I think, a really socially unconfident activity to try and mimic somebody else that is incongruent, doesn't make a good match with your personality and your character. Instead, you need to say something that's true to yourself and true to the situation. There is, I know from all the women that I work with, and all my female clients, and also for myself, there's usually nothing less attractive than if a guy comes up to you and you think that he's just using a line, or he said that line to somebody else earlier that evening. Because often, ironically, the guys that do that are guys that aren't so secure in approaching women, but you come across as a player and you'll get immediately blown out. So instead, it's obviously smarter to tailor your opening line or your opener, your icebreaker, situation to situation. And it's actually a lot easier than most guys think. If you guys go onto my YouTube, you can see there's loads of videos there about how they can formulate that line quickly. But just for the purposes of this, I'll give one simple technique. You just say, I like, and then you say something about the person or the situation. And the more specific you can be, the better. So instead of saying, you know, that they've got nice eyes, like they could have heard that a million times before, even if you say, I like how one of your eyes is more green and the other is more grey, that's immediately better, because you couldn't have said that to a bunch of other women. It is the best compliments of all are also if you manage to compliment something about what they're doing or their personality. So I like the fact you're smiling despite the fact that you're working. That honestly is such a great way to validate and correctly approach women when they're working. But you get the concept. We're not going to insult people when we first meet them. How stupid. We're going to say something positive and we're going to say something specific. And as long as you remember those two points, you know, you can get the phrasing will come and it will get better. But those are the key points about step three. Step four is you're going to introduce yourself. You're just going to say, by the way, my name's Ben, or my name is Ed, or my name's Haley. What you do at that point is, as soon as you get onto first name basis with someone, and as soon as you have physical contact, maybe even just a little handshake or a touch, it means that you're immediately much less like strangers. You're closer. And that contact will mean that it's harder for them to walk away at that stage. It's like you're more of a human being to them all of a sudden. So if you find that you often say your opening line and then women just walk off, this will keep them there for at least another 30 seconds or a minute. It buys you time to establish a stronger connection. So if your approaches routinely fail after the opening line, offer your name. That's important. Don't ask for theirs. Offer your name. Get some physical contact and touch in, because it's going to start to build a lot of trust. Then point five, how easy is this? You're just going to say something about yourself. That's it. The only reason I'm saying that is another key error for guys is at the start of the conversation. This is a big myth that I'm just about to bust. Women like talking about themselves, so you should get the women to speak loads. This is correct. However, women don't like to talk to anyone. It's like they don't like to open up. It's not like they walk and would just start chatting to a complete stranger on the street and telling their life story. That's stupid. You need to have a degree of trust to begin with. So a woman is not going to be receptive to answering questions about herself or her life that you might ask her, like, what do you do? Where are you from? What are you up to today? Until she knows that same information about you. Because why would she tell you that if there's not that trust and she doesn't recognize who you are? So a huge skill, and this is something that I go into a lot on my courses and in my teachings, is actually getting better at expressing yourself and supplying conversation and building that trust and building that connection, not through just hoping that you get a girl who's very chatty and very friendly, but actually being comfortable that you're good enough that you can carry that conversation for a couple of minutes, which is often what you need to do. Not because she doesn't like you, but because women are shy, they feel pressurized when you approach them, and they don't immediately, obviously, feel like speaking to you. No. And the way around that is you have to start sharing more information about yourself. So for a quick recap, if guys can remember to get attention, acknowledge limitations, use a specific and positive opening line, swap names, and then say something about themselves, that is like the first, I would say, 90 seconds of an interaction sorted. Yeah. She's not going to go anywhere. She'll give you the time of day, and you have a much better, much more authentic and realistic platform there to start building a good connection with the woman. So for all those guys out there that are struggling either with the voices in their head or knowing what to say, or women just walking off or giving them the cold shoulder, please apply these 5 steps. I promise it will really, really help to begin to transform how you're approaching women. I've got another amazing free piece of advice, and it's all about how guys can kiss a woman without having to use a cheesy line. Because I know there's nothing more off-putting than if a guy says, how do you rate yourself as a kisser from like 1 to 10? Oh, you're God, like, oh yeah. My God, really? You know, I get it, because sometimes it's not easy to know when a woman is receptive to being kissed or when's the right moment to do that. And it can feel like you're really putting yourself out there. So if you want to know a way to do that smoothly, which doesn't make you look really uncertain of yourself by having to rely on a line, I've got a great free video online for guys to check out. If they head to hayleyquinn.com, which is hayleyquinn.com/kiss, that's hayleyquinn.com/kiss, there's an awesome free video out there which is going to show you how you can reliably get a woman to kiss you without having to use any cringeworthy lines that women hate. If you get there, you'll also be able to get access to my free newsletter. It gives so much awesome tips I do not share publicly. And that'll be the way that you can find out about everything else that I do. So if you go to hayleyquinn.com/kiss, you'll get an awesome video and tons and tons of amazing content that isn't out there on the web elsewhere.